but we turn to Thomas Cook. Day two since the failure of the company. Sky-high debts, cheap airline competition, easy online hotel booking and Brexit, all cited as causes of the collapse of the UK-listed tour operator after 178 years.
Book now at any Thomas Cook shop and save up to an amazing £50 per person off your summer holiday. Don't just book it, Thomas Cook it.
The rise and fall of one of the world's most iconic travel brands through ill-conceived mergers and poor management will surely soon become a cautionary tale to be taught at business schools. But already there's a wider question which we're picking up for today's big topic. Are the days of the monolithic mass market tour operator numbered? Has the $190 billion a year holiday trade just moved on, leaving the package holiday operators stuck in the sand? I've been trying to find out.
Good afternoon, the PC agency. How may I help you? No problem. Let me just transfer you.
Well, as the unprecedented peacetime airlift of stranded Thomas Cook customers gets underway, the wider industry is starting to think about the impact that the collapse of such an iconic name might have. But I've come out to the PC agency, a travel brand and public relations specialist based in West London. They help operators boost their business, and founder Paul Charles has called a meeting.
This is shock news from Thomas Cook, and I don't think anyone was expecting such a major impact on the industry.
It's just not necessarily a brand that maybe the kind of younger generation consider. I mean, when like my friends and I are looking to book holidays, we basically book them ourselves. Like, we'll book our own flights, we book our own hotels, accommodation, we book our own experiences.
I think it's interesting as well, with actually nobody safe out there, with such being a, what you could consider a heritage brand, actually you really shouldn't rest on your laurels, because if you're not moving with the times and innovating, anyone's at risk.
And I can actually see the appeal of a Thomas Cook brand in today's world. I think you have to be able to offer something as a package provider that you can't get via direct booking.
It's all about creating that kind of differentiated product, expertise or experiences that you can't simply get by just searching online and doing it yourself.
Well, I'm with Paul Charles, the company's founder now. Now, Paul, if we look at the elements of a traditional package, there's the air ticket, the transfer, the hotel accommodation, probably food, activities, entertainments. I mean, traditionally, the operators used to buy these ahead and then make a profit reselling them to the customers. I suppose Thomas Cook is an extreme example of how that's all being whittled away by the online marketplace.
Essentially, Thomas Cook would be allocating hotel rooms. They would pay for that allocation and then try and on-sell them. And what's happened to Thomas Cook is a sign of the times, that they simply weren't able to create the demand necessary in this modern day and age where people are acting as their own travel agent, not getting enough cash in, and therefore it's not been able to pay those hotels or operate its services due to potentially running out of cash any day.
But of course, because they've gone, that just creates some capacity. There are fewer airline seats. I assume that in the short term, the rest of the package industry might benefit?
In the short term, there will be winners, and they will be a mix of players from traditional airlines, such as BA, EasyJet. They will be selling tickets at higher prices as the demand goes up. I think what's fascinating is that we've always been taught that going to a traditional package holiday company would be the right thing to do, and you would be protected.
Well, as indeed people are, they're being brought home.
Well, protected in the wrong way. Yes, they're able to finish their holiday in the next couple of weeks. They will get money back in most cases, but there will be people who are out of pocket. There are massive implications for European destinations who relied on Thomas Cook. So the likes of Madeira, the Algarve in Portugal, of Cape Verde, you can look at these places and go, wow, they're going to lose a lot of occupancy. There are all the jobs that will go as a result of Thomas Cook not flying in, and that will amount to millions and millions of pounds.
So from your experience with clients, how do you make money in the travel industry?
You make money by, in my view, being premium and by being niche. Ironically, sometimes the smaller you are and very focused, the better you will do. Some of those operators who can offer adventurous holidays in Vietnam or in New Zealand or Costa Rica, somewhere further afield, if you can specialise in that area, you're going to do pretty well.
Who's here for a bit of culture? The best thing we can recommend for you there is Barcelona. Enjoy the magic of Barcelona, from the roaring crowds of the Nou Camp to the fantastic shops and sights of the Las Ramblas. The finale of this wonderful day out is spent relaxing.
For some, the in-hotel welcome meeting, as demonstrated online by Rep. Rebecca Mansell, fills an hour you could have been lying on a sunbed. But it does seem that those chargeable coach trips have become all-important make-or-break earners for package operators, as margins are cut to the bone. It's still a case of dragging the package tour into the 21st century from its roots in the last one, well satirised here by the late comedienne Victoria Wood.
It's quite good food. It's what they call international cuisine at this hotel. The first night we had smorgasbord, paella and Cornish pasties. It was quite good. But it was a great holiday.
Well, travellers can be hard to please. An old industry joke goes that you know you're on a British airline charter because when the engines are switched off, the whining continues. What's now clear is that if people choose to book an entire holiday with a single company, they expect a more personal service. And it's here that the industry giants are often found wanting. Noel Josephides is chairman of the independent European company Sunville Travel. He told me about the elements of a good holiday package.
What we call a package tour now is a client that comes through and says he, she would like to go from a London airport to one airport in Italy, collect a car, spend 3 days driving around Tuscany, leaving the car, taking the train to somewhere else, and flying back from a different airport. For us, that is fairly standard in that we no longer get one centre short break requests because we cannot compete on price. It is cheaper for the client to book the flight and then book the accommodation on one of the many platforms that exist. What you don't get is the fact that, one, you've got access to a human voice and you have an organisation which, under the package travel regulations, has to take full responsibility for all aspects of the package. And that is worth, in my opinion, a great deal of money.
Do you think prices might creep up a little bit after the Thomas Cook failure? You might say that's not a bad thing.
You're right. there is gross overcapacity in the market. And if you look at the environmental impact of what's happening, too many aeroplanes on what we would call honeypot routes, like Barcelona, like Madrid, like Venice. So the removal of capacity, if in fact it comes to pass, certainly will raise prices. But the whole capacity question is very closely linked to emissions from aircraft and also to overcrowding in resorts. The fact is that sooner or later we're going to have to bite the bullet and realise that we can't travel across the globe at peppercorn rates. Just doesn't work. It's not environmentally sustainable, and basically those flights should be cancelled rather than being sold on at next to nothing.
Would you say that the kind of holidays that you sell are more attractive to older people, that young people are so confident that they've grown up with the internet, they don't actually want to either physically walk into a store or even book with one agent?
Yes, very much so. Our worry, I suppose, is that our clients are dying. It is the older age group that wants the convenience and wants the security. I can't say I'm worried. There's enough people who are time poor and people who want the benefit of a good service and the personal knowledge to make me feel, well, I don't feel anxious at all.
Noel Josephides. So if package tour fans are ageing, just where are the next generation of customers going to come from? Well, the answer is Asia. Chinese tourists are expected to take 160 million overseas trips by 2020. That's a quarter of global tourism spending. Pippa Jacks is group editor of the industry trade magazine Travel Trade Gazette.
The Chinese outbound travel market is much less mature than the UK or the American or Australian outbound markets. And you'll typically see that as a market matures, it moves away from package holidays to more independent travel. So I think China is still very much in the phase where its holidaymakers are making big trips. They might not be very familiar with the UK, the Europe, the US, and they want that comfort and sense of everything being organized, maximizing their time, not missing anything, getting the best out of the trip, also being able to speak the language with their fellow holidaymakers is also key. So I imagine the package market for Chinese travellers is going to continue to grow.
And one of their companies, Fosun, of course, bought Thomas Cook. Maybe the idea would have been to use that brand, but I guess even reputationally, under a different owner, it's probably not worth very much now.
I think the Thomas Cook brand itself still has a huge amount of brand value in it. We'd be interested to see if Fosun is interested to do anything with that now. Fosun also owns Club Med, which is a huge beach and ski package holiday proposition. So that really points at the interest level, I think, for the Chinese market in the kind of traditional package holidays.
Pippa Jacks of Travel Trade Gazette. So what happens next? Well, European rivals like TUI and Jet2 are already trying to grab more customers and raising prices. But as Travel Trade Gazette's Pippa Jackson, Somerville's Noel Josephides told me, the package tour isn't dead, it's just evolving.
If you want a simple city break, then probably the most effective way is to do it yourself. But it then doesn't give you all the benefits. But if you want the convenience and if you don't have such worry about how much it's going to cost, then the package is still there and it still works.
It certainly doesn't dominate the market like it used to. In the 70s or 80s, it was the only option. But now, of course, there's Airbnb and all sorts of flight booking websites, and consumers are more confident booking on their own. But every time something significant like a big tour operator collapse happens, or even sort of terrorist events and things like that, it reminds a lot of holidaymakers about the value of being on an organised package holiday and having somebody that is going to look out for you.
Pippa Jacks and Noel Josephides on Package Tour Life after Thomas Cook. We're really thinking big for our big topic tomorrow. Global population predicted to hit 10 billion by 2050. That's a 25% rise. So Mike Johnson will be asking, how on earth can we accommodate all those extra people? And talking about holidays, we're staying with the environmental cost of how we live on this earth. Day two of the UN Climate Action Summit in New York. Maybe remember saw 16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg rebuking world leaders. Well, our Justin Rowland has been hearing from David Wallace Wells. He's an author of